This is St. Louis Public Radio. A 17-year-old has made it her mission to bring food to young people in her neighborhood who need it. Helped by volunteers, her family, and community donations, Maya Petty runs STL Lunch, a program for school kids who don't have access to regular meals in the summer. St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone reports.
The late morning sun is pouring in through the kitchen windows of a house in Tower Grove East. Three people with busy lives and other things they could be doing are assembling 32 turkey, lettuce, bacon, and blue cheese sandwiches. Rodney Magruder Brown is running around the kitchen preparing for another day of STL Lunch, a small program that brings food straight to local kids in the summer when school is out.
A lot of times, kids in our country, like, they go to school to eat when school is out. They don't have that meal or the same like consistency, so we like to come into the community and fill that void.
That community is the Baden neighborhood in North St. Louis. Brown and his fellow volunteers pack the bag lunches, water, and juice boxes into a car with no air conditioning. They drive the 20 minutes across town to Hickey Park to meet 17-year-old Maya Petty, the leader of the whole operation. Petty started bringing lunches to the park in early June. She jump-started the first week with food donated by the nearby Urban League. After that, Petty pooled her own resources.
It's been a community thing. Like, my family helps make lunches. Like, Rodney's doing the lunches now, but at the beginning, it'd be me and my brother, like, making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches till 1 in the morning. And, like, it's been a community effort.
Petty first passed out lunches last summer through a similar program run by Operation Help or Hush, one of the many advocacy groups that emerged after the Ferguson protests. This year, Petty is running STL Lunch on her own. She coordinates the 25 to 30 lunches served every Monday through Friday from noon to 1. Everything is made possible by donations from a GoFundMe account and in-person contributions.
And that's like what STL Lunch is about. Like, it doesn't take a huge organization to like come in and make things change.
Yeah,
that's about everybody coming in and doing a little bit.
Because people like, be asking, like, they be like, who y'all under? And I'm like, it's just us. They're like, no, who y'all working for? It's just us. It's just us.
Some might question why a rising high school senior is using her summer to help kids who seem to have other options. Both the city and St. Louis County run summer lunch programs. That said, Hickey Park is at the southern end of a 2x4-mile gap in government-funded lunch program coverage. It might not seem like a lot, but if you're a hungry person under 18 without regular access to a car or public transit in the summer heat, 4 miles might as well be the other side of the world. City and county programs serve huge parts of the area, but there's something different about Petty's work.
I live here. I live, like, right down the street from where we are. I see the kids, like, every day. I know the kids, like, outside of this program, and I see that they're portrayed as, like, they're bad and they don't listen, and it's like, they listen. All of them respect me. They listen to me because I'm providing for them, and I'm loving them, and I sit down and I talk to them. They will listen and love you if you listen and love them.
STL Lunch is perhaps the only food service program in the state where you can get lunch and a water fight.
Yes, we getting wet, and I'm finna beat Maya up, and Mr. Brown, and Rodney.
Why you wanna beat them up?
They keep on wetting me.
But doesn't it feel good? It's hot.
Yeah, it feel real good. Woo! See, I'm gonna get them just for you, because they sprayed you.
The program ends this Friday, but not without an end of the summer party, a barbecue, and more water and laughter. I'm Jenny Simone, St. Louis Public Radio.